الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلاما على عباد الذين اصطفى ما بعد respected brothers and elders we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman iman is such a great ne'mat that we cannot put price on iman It's unpriceable. اور اسی ایمان پہ کل ہار جیت کا فیصلہ ہوگا ان دا قرآن اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ سے یوم التغابن ہار جیت کے فیصلے کا دین پرسن ول وین اور پرسن ول لوز فار ایور سکسیس اور فار ایور فیلئر دیٹ از آن ایمان So those who will live with Iman, who made effort on Iman, and those who did not make effort on Iman, then they will fail. When the exam comes, some student they pass, some fail. In Gujarat, I was studying In Baroda is a big lake. So, when the school exams start, so they put boundary with the army. Because a lot of students, they suicide in that lake. So, before exam start, they put. Because they want to protect the student that they don't suicide. Why they suicide? Because they had enough period of time to prepare for exam. But when exam came, they did not prepare for that exam. Now, that will be big insult. They have to face the parents. That I failed the exam. So now they got no choice but to suicide. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has given us this period 50, 60, 70, 80. In that duration that we need to prepare for akhirat. So each and every Anbiya alayhi salam came with the same purpose, same concern, same memnu. Kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihun. Those who believed in them, those who followed the revelation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them successful. And those who denied, disobeyed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them failure for everlasting. Qarun, Firaun, Namrud, Saddad, Haman, they had a wealth, they had a position. People used to salute them, people used to bow down their heads out of respect. But they became failure. And you will see Sayyidina Bilal, Salman Farsi, Soheb Romi. They had no means, poor. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them successful. So this La ilaha illallah. Anything, everything happened the will of Allah. Nuh alayhi salam gave da'wat such period of time. After that, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal. Majority was non-believers. Very few with Nuh alayhi salam. But then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drawn everyone. Dua ki Nuh alayhi salam ne, Ya Allah is ruhe zameen pe ek ko bhi mat chhod da. None, not even one you spare single, those who non-believe. Then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed. And those 80 plus minus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them successful. Namrud had full force. He put the fire. That fire took so many days. And it is really fire. Each and everyone see. Everybody was watching from different direction. Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire. With so much peace of mind, tranquility, contentment of heart. Visible, everybody sees his fire. But Ibrahim alayhi salam is in a garden. Someone asked Ibrahim alayhi salam, did you ever enjoy it in your life? He said, those 40 days, I was a mehman of Allah. Those are my best days. Firaun had a full control that Musa alayhi salam does not take birth. 70,000 baby got killed on his single command. And Allah had planned to protect Musa alayhi salam. And he protected, not only he was brought up, grow in the palace of Pharaoh. This is Allah. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. He has full power, full control. When Pharaoh was coming out with his horse, with bodyguard, Musa alayhi salam is behind. Prince. For the same man, 70,000 baby got killed. Now he is prince. This is Allah. Yusuf alayhi salam's brother, because of jealousy, envy, hatred, they planned to kill Yusuf alayhi salam. How they put in the well, and then how Allah protected. Forget about protecting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Misr ke hukumat ka taaj pehnaya. He was granted the crown of Misr. King. He became king. They had a plan to destroy. Allah had a plan to give respect. Watu izzu man tasa, watu zillu man tasa. It's from Allah. Ayyub alayhi salam was sick for 18 years. 18 years, 7 boys, 7 girls, the best house, the best wife, everything he was possessed. And Allah took test. That test, that everything is destroyed. And then, he was so sick that even people throw him out of the area. The location, the where he was, used to live, he was out now. The wife used to work, washing the dishes, wash the plate, wash the clothes, and then whatever he earns, they bring. When Allah made decision to cure Ayyub alayhi salam, well, eri ragdo, zameen pe eri ragdi, pani nikla, the water came out, he rubbed the heel, water came out, apply on the body, sickness, 18 years is gone. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah does not need specialist, surgeon, waid, hakim, no medicine. He can do everything. So we must have that yakin that each and everything Allah does. Salih alayhi salam, he was giving dawat to the people. People said, if you claiming Nabi, okay, let the camel come out from this mountain. Allahu Akbar, made dua. The mountain crust, camel came out. And he started giving birth of baby. Everybody drank the milk. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah can do everything, anything. So the most important thing, brother, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving bayan, and he talked about the jahannam mein aag ke angare pahadon ke barabar hoenge. In jahannam, the fire will like mountain. So this old man, he shocked, he fainted. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his right hand on his chest. The heartbeat was on. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Read kalima, read kalima." He started reading kalima, then he passed away. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ye to kamyab ho gaya, ye to kamyab ho gaya." He is successful because he left this world with kalima. So those, you know, we were in Pakistan, Multan. So we went to one hospital. So we asked the doctor. It was Lahore or Multan. The doctor, he said, "We have made the average. When the patient dies, so we told all the doctor, nurses, that check who is reading the kalima time of death." He says, 100 patients out of 100, only 3 recited kalima time of death. The others, they said, "I'll call the lawyer. I'll show him. I will take the revenge. He did to me this and he did to me that," you know. So respected brothers, there is very, very delicate time of death. We have to prepare for that time. We were going for Umrah. So in the Haram, there are a lot of people, it's a crowd, you know. Is one woman from Pakistan. So me and wife was also going. We had ihram. We were going to Mataf. So one woman, because they were waiting for the rescue team. So the woman is, you know, very restless. And she is, you know, rubbing the heel and then left and right. But one way she was reading, "La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah." Within a few seconds, I think 1 minute plus minus, the ruh came out. See? So those who made effort on iman, they are the only one who will leave this world with iman. So how do I know the iman has entered in me? What's the sign? Dunya se beragbati aur akhirat se muhabbat ho jayegi. Neki ka kaam karne se dil mein khushi hogi. Agar guna ho jaye to dil mein ranch aur takleef hogi. Inclination towards akhirat and disinclination towards dunya. This is the sign that iman has entered. If he has committed any sin, his heart will have restless, bechaini, because he committed sin. If he does any good action, his heart will please, his heart will happy. It means iman has entered. So we need to take x-ray all the time. How do I know that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has entered in me? One time Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, I love you the most beside my life." Bola, "Umar, abhi bhi tu kamil iman wala nahi hai. Still your iman is incomplete." Then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "Ya Rasulullah, I love you the most. I love you more than myself." Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ab tu kamil iman wala hai. Now you got the perfect iman." How do I know the salat has entered in me? Inna salata tanha anil fahsai wal munkar. Namaz behayai buri baaton aur guna ke kaam se rok degi. He is namazi but is still doing fraud. Namazi bad nazri ka abhi bhi shaukeen hai. He does not control his eyes. Market mein hera feri, jhoot, ghibat, bohtan, chugli, backbiting, अभी नमाज अंदर उतरी नहीं है, नमाज हैज नॉट एंटर्ड इन हिम, बिकॉज अगर नमाज उतर जाती तो इन्नस्सलातनहाफ़ानिल्फ़साइवलमुनकर, नमाज बेहयाई बुरी बातों और गुनाह के काम से रोक देती, तो नमाज कुड एट स्टॉप हिम ऑल द इवल, इफ ही स्टिल डूइंग द इवल सलात हैज नॉट एंटर्ड, स्टिल गॉट मोहब्बत एंड लव ऑफ दुनिया, स्टिल ईमान हैज नॉट एंटर्ड. How do I know the ilm has entered in me? Allah Ta'ala fatwa se badhkar taqwa ki daulat naseeb karega. One is fatwa. When you walk in the street, you have a right to look up. But when any beautiful woman or girls comes, you heard the noise or the bangle or any, you feel like it's a woman, before you pick up your gaze, straight away you lower your gaze. That is called taqwa. Allah Ta'ala fatwe se badhkar taqwe ki daulat naseeb karega. Agar ilm andar utar gaya to. Fatwa is there is gunjais. Taqwa is fear. Always my Allah is watching me. जिक्र अंदर उतर गया उसकी क्या अलामत है? हाउ डू आई नो द जिक्र हैज एंटर्ड इन मी? ये जिक्र अंदर उतर गया, अल्लाह ताला इसके दिल से खौफ निकाल देंगे. ही विल नॉट हैव फियर ऑफ एनीवन, ओनली फियर ऑफ अल्लाह. ऑलवेज पीस ऑफ माइंड, ट्रैंक्विलिटी, कंटेंटमेंट ऑफ हार्ट. एनीथिंग हैपन, हिज हार्ट इज इन पीस. It means the zikr has entered. Ikram-e-Muslim, how do I know it has entered? Hamare baare mein koi shikwa shikayat nahi karega. Nobody will have complaint against me. Because I have paid everybody's rights. Har ek ka maine haq ada kar diya hoga. Sisters, right. Father, left. I have paid off. Brother, sister, neighbor. Neighbor also got rights. Padosi. Because maine unka haq ada kar diya. No one will have complaint against us. Har ek ka haq ada kar diya. It means Ikram-e-Muslim has entered. If somebody have complaint against us, it means Ikram-e-Muslim is not entered yet. Is talking about ikram. Ikhlas. How do I know that I have ikhlas in me? If somebody talks good about me or somebody talks bad about me, I will not have any difference in myself. Koi agar mere bare mein achhi baat kare ya buri kare, kyunki maine to amal Allah ke liye kiya tha. I have done this amal to please Allah. So I don't care if somebody talks good or bad, because amal was done for Allah. Daawat andar utar gayi, iski kya nishani hai? How do I know that I became dai? Daawat ke kaam ko muqaddam rakhenge. फर्स्ट प्रायोरिटी इज दावत. एक तरफ दुनिया का काम है, एक तरफ दावत है. देयर इज अ दुनिया वर्क एंड द दावत. सो आई विल प्रिफर द दावत फर्स्ट, देन आफ्टर दैट आई विल डू द दुनिया वर्क. हजरत जी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह है द सफर. सो ही वॉज पासिंग बाय थ्रू वन विलेज. सो दे वर मेकिंग जोहर सलात. And then after that, they had to proceed. So there was a kafla. So in the kafla, there was one basati. So in that village, they had a marriage function. He said, Hazrat, can I go and show my face to my family? Because they have a wedding. So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Alayhi, Inamul Hussain says that aham kaam pe na aham kaam ko tarzi denge to aham kaam na aham ban jayega aur na aham kaam aham ban jayega. He says important and unimportant. If you give more priority to unimportant, then important will become unimportant and unimportant will become important. I hope you understood. Where we're going is very important, and you want to go and show your face to your family where the wedding is taking place is unimportant. So this is more important than where we're heading to. So he understood that Hazrat does not want me to go and see. So respected brothers, Masala Ramadan is coming, is a very, very great season for hasanat. Nekiyon ka bahut bada season hai. Amma Aisha radiallahu anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to maximum fast in Shaban. Maximum Allah ke Rasul sallam roza Shaban mein rakhte the. Till 25th Shaban he was continuously making fasting roza. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O mere bhai, O mere bhai, O mere bhai." So sahaba asked, "Who are we?" He said, "You my sahaba. Who is your bhai?" He said, "My brother. Those who never saw me. Those who never got my company. Wo tumse 50 guna zyada le jayenge. They will have 50 times more sawab than you." So one sahabi asked, "Rasulullah, 50 we or 50 them?" He said, no, 50 they. He said, "How come?" Allah ke Rasul ne chand ke do tukde kiye, humne nahi dekha. He split the moon with finger, we did not see. Abu Jahl came in his hand, the stones, pebble. He said, "Ya Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is in my hand?" He said, "I should say, or what is in your hand will speak out." He got shocked. So the kankariyon ne gawahi di. We did not hear. The stone bear witness, you know, pebbles. Ashadu Allah ilaha illallah. Badr mein Allah ne farishte utare. In the Badr, the angel came down. We did not see. Rasulullah sallallahu was giving dawat to one baddu. So Rasulullah sallallahu asked, "You believe me, Nabi, and Allah is one?" He said, "How can I believe? You must show me something." He said, "What do you want to see?" He said, "This sajar, this darak, three must bear witness." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne ungli ki se ishara kiya, wo jameen cheerta hua. He just signed, called the three. Three came, teared the earth, and he bear witness. Ashadu Allah ilaha illallah. Masjid-e-Sajara. Jannatul Mala Kabrastan ke bilkul kareeb hai. Near Jannatul Mala Kabrastan. So we did not see all this thing. Rasulullah sir farmaya ke tumse 50 guna zyada le jayenge. They will take 50 times more than you in sawab. Because they did not see me. They did not see how the Quran came down. They did not have my company. They believed and they work for the deen. So respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this. They say 20 minutes. So, carry on. Taskeel. So alhamdulillah, respected brothers, this is the best work that to earn. You know that one Mewadi, he was giving Kargozari. He said, "One Maulana taught me Salatu Tasbih 20 years back. So that 20 years, I never fail. Always read Salatu Tasbih. And I make dua for that Maulana. Ya Allah, that Maulana from Gujarat, he taught me Ya Allah, give him the full sawab of the Salatul Tasbih. The Mawlana don't even know. He's getting every day Salatul Tasbih sawab. So this is a great business. Person did not pay his zakat and you give dawat about zakat. Now he started giving zakat, you're getting the full sawab. A person was not making salat. Now you give dawat, he start making salat, you're getting full sawab of his. We talk about Masturat Bayan. So one Sati came, he said, what you talk, man? Hey, the wife is so impressed. She start pressing my legs. I said, I told him sawab to press the leg for husband. 12 years of Nafil Ibadah sawab you get. He said, what a sawab. So obviously when you talk and when they start making amal, so whatever time period they make amal, you're getting the full sawab of his or hers. So who is ready, inshallah? There is a pedal jamaat also going on, mashallah. 4 months. Inshallah, every year 4 months, I'm ready, inshallah.